historical attitude of the church in this matter. It can be said that the church has spoken for and against the Jews. On the one hand, the church has spoken for the Jews to protect their persons and their worship against unjust attacks. She has always condemned acts of violence against the Jews and has respected the liberty of their consciences and allowed them freedom for their cult. On the other hand, the church has spoken against the Jews when they wanted to impose their yoke on the faithful and provoke apostasy. She has always striven to protect the faithful from contamination by them. As experience in the past centuries showed that if the Jews succeeded in attaining to high offices of state, they would abuse their powers to the detriment of Catholics. The church always strove to prevent Catholics from coming under their yoke. They were forbidden to proselytize and were not allowed to have Christians as slaves or servants. Pope Benedict XIV, in the encyclical letter A Quo Primum, 1751, addressed to the Polish hierarchy, wrote as follows, quote, "In this matter, as in all others, we follow the same rule of conduct as our venerable predecessors, the Roman pontiffs. Alexander III forbade Christians under severe penalties to become domestic servants in Jewish households. They ought not, he wrote, serve Jews for pay in permanent fashion," end of quote. The same pontiff explains the reasons for this prohibition as follows, quote, "Jewish customs and ours are in complete opposition, and on account of their superstition and their perfidy, they will easily pervert the minds of the simple and the ignorant who will be thus living amongst them continuously and familiarly," end of quote. Pope Benedict XIV then went on to repeat the warning of Pope Innocent III against admitting Jews to Christian towns and cities except on conditions that would prevent them from returning evil for good, quote, "like the serpent cherished in one's bosom," end of quote. It is easy to make the application of those principles to the present day. We have seen that once the Catholic nations of Europe have revolted against the supernatural Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, and his mystical body, the Catholic Church, and have at the same time conferred a second right of citizenship on the members of the Jewish nation, thus facilitating their preparations for the natural Messiah. The Jewish attempt to use Russia as a lever to impose their yoke upon the other nations and eliminate every vestige of the influence of the supernatural Messiah is bringing the struggle to a head. Jewish domination in the state through the control of currency and credit, and the Jewish campaign of naturalism through the press and the cinema, are threatening with slavery not only individuals, but nations. Our main duty as Catholics in face of this naturalism is, as always, the strengthening of our supernatural life by a formation in which our membership of our Lord's mystical body will become the leitmotiv of everything. Some, at least, of the remedies in the political and economic spheres are also obvious. Jews must be citizens of one state only, the Jewish state. The creation of money and the issue of credit must be controlled by the state for the common good, not by private individuals, and the laws of the Catholic Church on usury and speculation must be restored to honor. If we do not strive with all our might for the restoration of the reign of Christ the King in society, so that the whole framework of society may aid us in living our lives in harmony with the submission to God the Father we profess at Mass, we shall be reduced to slavery in the Jewish Messianic Age. The explanation of persistence of opposition to the Jews. But what is the reason of peculiar persistent opposition to the Jews? The ultimate reason is in the perversion by them of the supernatural mission they as a nation received from God. They were destined to be the heralds of the divine life of grace to the world. They did not listen to our Lord when he spoke to them of the reality of a higher life and of a higher unity for the peoples of the world than their national life and the unity imposed by their nation.